So continuing on between the differences between my rich dad and my poor dad, it was just a matter of their realities. And restating what reality is, it's whatever idea you think is real becomes your reality. Restating it again, if you think investing is risky, that becomes your reality. If you think investing is smart, that also is your reality. And people with conflicting realities oftentimes argue or don't see eye to eye. What I'm going to say to you right now is that the way my rich dad taught me, he almost spoke in riddles. It was a way of making me think rather than just give me an answer. For example, he said to me, only borrow money when you don't need it, and never borrow money when you need it. What he was forcing me to do was go ping-ponging back, you know, one side to the other, testing my reality as how his reality was a sane reality. So he would give me these little riddles to test my reality, as I said. One day, when I was living in Hawaii, I was in the Marine Corps at the time, and I bought this nice one-bedroom apartment or condominium right on the beach at Waikiki. And I was up there, and I was really proud of my first real estate investment. And I was about 24 years old at the time. And the garbage disposal broke. So I decided, my God, that's expensive. You know, I've got to go do it myself and fix it. So I went down to the local hardware store. I found the brand number of the disposal. I bought it, went back to my house, broke out my tool set, and sat there and disassembled my garbage disposal, mounted the new garbage disposal, and 3 weeks later, it still wasn't hooked up. That meant, I mean, can you imagine not having a sink for 3 weeks? And I sat there and I complained and I fiddled and I tried to do it myself, the handyman. Finally, I gave up. I called the handyman from the hotel where I lived. He came up. In 2 minutes, he had it fixed. And he says, how much did you pay for that disposal? I said, I paid $65 for it. And he says, if you had bought it through me, I could have got it to you for $30. I would have charged you $10 to install it, and you would have been finished. When I told my rich dad that, he says, I'm going to give you another lesson. He says, if you want to be rich, you need to be incompetent. And if you want to be really rich, you need to be lazy. And then he let me go with that. And for the next week or two, I'm bouncing around in my head, you know, what the heck does he mean? But I know he was testing my reality, trying to change my right answers and wrong answers and all this, because what my poor dad always said was, you know, you want to be competent. You want to have something to do. Like people say, you know, you go to school and become an attorney or a plumber just so that you have a profession you can fall back on. And that's what a lot of people say. You want to be competent. Here my rich dad is saying to me, be incompetent. And my reality is now going bing, bong, bing, bong, not understand what the heck it means. And my poor dad always says, hard work, be a hardworking man. And my rich dad is saying, be lazy. The way to success is do nothing. Be very, very lazy. So I want you to think about it, because if that strikes a chord that violates some of your core ideas and your core realities, that's really what I'm intending to do right now, because sometimes, like, every coin has two sides. And most people, when they say this is the right answer, they only see one side of the coin. They don't see the other side. And what my rich dad always did was try and get me to see the other side. Like he said, the realities were exactly opposite. So what he meant by do nothing or be lazy was that if you were lazy, you still had to do more. In other words, the reason so many people don't accomplish much is because they do it. That old saying, do what you love and the money will follow. The trouble is you have to do it. And he says there's only a limited amount you can do physically. There's only like so many hours in a day and all this. So if you're lazy, you would actually have to push your brain into another reality. It doesn't mean don't do anything. What he meant was, how do you leverage? How do you do more by doing less? The reality is, if you can do a lot with a very little, you'll get very, very rich. If it takes you a lot to do a little, you don't get rich. So it was pushing my brain by tasking me with these silly riddles, it seemed like. He was really pushing my brain into another reality. Just in that book written by Mark Twain about Tom Sawyer, where he was whitewashing the fence, and Tom Sawyer got all the other boys on the street to whitewash the fence for them. The ability to get other people to do your work for you is another reality. It's another way of thinking. It's another way of being. The reason he said don't be competent is because if you're competent, people will ask you to do things. He says if you can't do anything, then what you're forced to do is surround yourself with very competent people. And you can get more done because you have better skills, better talents to do more while you do less. And so I'm not saying be lazy in the common vernacular of being lazy. I don't mean be lazy to do nothing and accomplish nothing. I'm saying be lazy so you can accomplish a lot. The reason you want to be incompetent is so that you don't do anything. It forces you at that moment to ask other people to give you a hand. Too many people have the John Wayne or the rugged individual syndrome. I'm going to do it on my own. Many people say if you want it done right, do it by yourself. That is a one way of thinking, but it is not a rich person's way of thinking.